Weekly Dose of Fat, show number 68 for Friday, August 21st. Is that what it's coming up to? 2015.
Welcome to the Weekly Dose of Fat radio program.
Right on, everybody.
That's my friend Sven over there. I'm your Uncle Gomez. I'm your weird Uncle Gomez. And over there?
A wired Uncle Gomez.
Over there is Mr. J.K. Levin.
Warner Swar.
And you know, we also have Uncle Dick here on the guitar.
Uncle Richard brought himself an amplifier today.
Brought the old amp. Mm-hmm.
He can stomp all over us with his musical might. He can smite us with his might.
Fat Bike Radio and the Weekly Dose of Fat are made possible through support from Surly Bikes, in concert with donations from the Corporation for Fat Bike Broadcasting and generous gifts from listeners like you. You'll learn more about getting rad at surlybikes.com.
All right, what's happening on the show this week, Mr. J.K. Levin?
Oh, for your oral pleasures, we'll be taking calling guests all show to ask the question, if you could do one major upgrade to your current fat bike, what would it be? We have Muppets. We'll we reveal next week's calling question. We'll talk fat bike and plus bike news from the Fatty Farm Field Report. And as always, fat and plus size links for every
chew. We can
every chew on body that. Style and chew on that. Mental style.
I'm going to drink on this.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers. Top of the hill.
So let's take a quick break here before we get into the meat of the show. Uncle Dick can take us out with just a little bit of riffing.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
Action alert! Yellowstone National Park has again chosen to ignore non-motorized uses in its next round of winter use management. Please comment by Friday, August 21st, and let the park know how important winter non-motorized use is to you.
Specifically, fat bike access would allow a greater number of people to enjoy their national park in a safe way, and that's part of the park's mission. A small test section of fat bike access would allow the park to study and understand this fast-growing user group. However, at this point, the park has simply said fat bikes will not even be considered. You have until the end of today to comment, and there will be a link in the show notes. It's very important that every fat biker that hears this program, all three of you out there, please click on that link and let the park know that you are going to go there, ride your fat bike, and, you know, buy something in the gift shop, you know, buy the appropriate...
No, you know, you can't even go into the park except on snowmobiles with guides now. You can't drive into it.
Or snow coaches.
Yeah, you can't drive into it right now. But there's a lot of motorized use.
Yeah.
And
they're including all of that, but they have excluded our user group. And
bikes.
And we still have time to let them know how we feel about that. Well, so there'll be a link in the show notes.
Considering they won't consider fat bikes, I'd consider doing that.
All right. Well,
isn't it the place that has like the like thing that looks like a big the geyser?
Old Faithful. And all kinds of cool
the thing that like, oh yeah, look at me, I look like I'm shitting
thermals.
Horribly. I've seen certain pictures. I've seen things.
All right, we've got callers on the line here. Hey, Mr. Snarky von Filstenberg over there.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Do we have anybody on the line?
Yeah, I'm on the line, I think.
Yeah, you are.
Hey, Chris, how's it going, man?
Doing all right. How you guys doing?
I'm doing great. Hey, please welcome to the radio program, Mr. Chris Daisy.
Hey, yeah, hey. Chris Daisy. We got Uncle Rich joining us on the guitar today, Chris.
Nice.
We had a good idea that maybe you should do like some sort of dueling piano versus
banjo
versus guitar versus I don't know what.
Procter versus Gamble. Piano versus guitar.
Versus my pulp culture.
You could break out the exploding jazz flute and rock the hizzy.
Wear my lounge clothes.
Lounge and around clothes.
Richard like, Cheese shirt on underneath it.
Yeah, but you weren't lounging around recently when you were out at the Felt Dealer Camp. I saw that picture of you when you were riding the e-bike. You know?
Yeah.
What's that all about?
God shall smite thee.
More fun than should be legal. It was probably not in really? Some areas. I don't know.
Did you take it off any sweet jumps?
Kind of. I was buzzing around on some Southern California mountainsides with it, and that thing was really, really something else. Impressed me enough to where I became a Felt Electric dealer, and I've got a Lebowski coming into the shop next week.
So. We got a Lebowski coming up here to Milwaukee this weekend at Lebowski Fest.
Yeah. At the time at the time the show drops. Actually, I think we're going to be over in
Cathedral Square or something.
Having White Russians.
At the Pabst. Happy right hour. Noon, too.
So, Chris.
Blink.
Yeah.
Can you step down from your e-bike pulpit for a moment and talk to us about those old-fashioned Tammy
remember back then.
Remember back before can you tell us did Jim Felt show you anything that you know us normal folks that aren't cyborgs would
absolutely
like?
Yeah, there's a new Felt DD10 which is going to be I believe in that $28.99 or so price point. It's going to be Bluto equipped, really sharp looking bike. The Felt currently the current two double doubles have kind of remained unchanged, but still prove to be great bikes. Our fat bike sales are up over 300% from last year.
And that's awesome. Part,
to the Felt,
people are drinking the Kool-Aid.
Chris owns Inside.
Now, to be fair, I was also at Trek World the week before, so I give some love to my other brands. I did some test riding on their new carbon fat bike, and that was great, too. Really loved the Stash.
I rode the Stash. That was good, yeah.
Oh, man.
So tell me, no, I had no idea we were going to get Trek World in on this.
And Felt well. World.
Trek and Felt. We felt.
Felt we world. Felt the Trek.
We felt the Trek.
So Chris, is Felt going to be at Interbike? Do we know that yet or not?
I don't believe they are. I think they were holding these kind of smaller dealer summits, you know, and they wanted it to be a way for us dealers to be to get to know the company a lot better. You know,
they just want to exclude more people.
Interbike, you shake hands for you know 5 seconds with everybody, and that's it. So, really get to talk to a lot of the project managers and engineers and the guys who run the company, and very impressive company. They're not a very big operation, but. They really put a lot of thought into their bikes and especially their bike frames.
You know, as people who like to consume a lot of new stuff at once at Interbike and be in media, we like to get that out there. But when we were out at Seattle, I was impressed with when you're at a smaller event like that where it's just a few people, they bring in like five guys, not just the product manager from the company to really go through the products that they're developing well. And why they done what they've done. And we saw several of them at Sea Otter. I can kind of, from the outside looking in, see what that might have been like, but they won't let us in.
I mean, it was very cool to sit there in Laguna Beach and eat an awesome dinner with the gang from Felt, for sure. You know, there's some highlight moments. That's almost like a mini vacation for most of us dealers because we can't break away from our shops hardly ever, so... it's nice for sure. But back to the bikes, I did get to check out their prototype plus bike. They've got a hardtail 650B plus bike in the works.
Nice.
It's going to be a couple models on that end. So, yeah, really excited to see the 3-inch tire thing take off. I think that's really going to be the future of mountain biking.
Yeah, just in the short time it's been a big thing, it seems like everybody jumped on it much more quickly than with fat bikes.
It's a conspiracy.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, Chris.
But we still consider 3-inch a fat bike, and we have for several years now when we started reporting on them earlier on fatbike.com.
Damn right.
Sure.
So, Chris, 27.5 yes. fat Trek Farley. Did you ride one of them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
What real do you
nice
think?
Riding, nice feel. I mean, it's a little bit hard to, you know, do a head-to-head matchup if you've got no other bike to match it against. So could I tell the difference between 27.5 4-inch tire and a regular 26? It'd probably be a stretch if I said yes. Maybe if I had a little bit more of a testing ground, I could give you a better answer. But I mean, I didn't not like it, that's for sure. I thought it was a fast feeling bike.
A resounding and, yeah, testimonial. From the field.
This is why we go to the guys like out it. There that really know what's going on. We for insightful comments like this.
Yeah, Chris, well, I could appreciate your, you know, you
yeah,
didn't...
it was totally better.
Well, no, that's all right. And I just wondered if you could feel the lightness of the wheel set. And we had talked about
you know,
it.
Actually, what really excited me at Trek World was seeing a new racing tire that they claim on the card is going to come in around 950 grams.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, so I mean, heck, that's another pound off of the wheels if you're running a little bit heavier tire currently.
So is this something you can talk about?
Is it the 650 size or is it the 26 inch size?
Yeah, I know. I think it's a regular 26 by 4 or 3.8, whatever you want to be technical with it, but. And
what's the name of this tire that we're probably not supposed to talk about?
Hey, man, if it's a Trek World and I, you know, they let us take our cameras around the place, I don't think it's too secret. It's the Rogueroo, I believe it's called.
Man, he's coming up with better and better names.
He's totally making this shit up now.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
He's like,
I got an advanced script on the Star Wars thing, and that's one of the alien races. I know.
You guys got pranked.
Yeah, you can't punk us, maybe. Or maybe you just did. I don't know.
All right, Chris, do you want to hang out with us for a little bit? We got some other callers we could probably go ahead and get to.
Sure.
Well, let's take a quick break, Ratch here, and we'll bring in a caller right after this.
Hey, so listen up. This is your brain.
La, 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 sing a happy song. La, 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 smirk the whole day long.
And this is your brain on plusbikes.com. Any questions?
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
Hey, we're back from the break. We got Chris Daisy from Zion Cyclery lurking in the background, but we've got a caller on the line. Let's see who we got on the line.
Travis, how you guys doing?
All right, Travis. Right on, man. How's it going?
Good. I just actually got back from Nome, Alaska tonight.
Back from Nome.
Gnomes.
I'm going to Nome Fest in a couple
Gnome
of weeks.
Gnome.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for sending in the story about that Crescent Creek Trail. That turned out pretty good, I think. And I think that interests a lot of folk.
Awesome. I'm glad you found it acceptable to throw on the site.
Please send more. Content is very hard to come by sometimes and some days.
Plus, any story with a dog in it gets huge numbers. People love dogs.
Yeah, they do.
Except those that are
allergic. Hey, Travis, I got a message from an email this week about a guy who had this, what seems to me like a really super idea. I just don't know the feasibility of it, but up at Kobuk Valley National Park, there's like lots of sand dunes.
Yeah.
But it's a place that you can't even drive to. You have to get flown into it. It's a national park and it's also a caribou something or other. Mm. So I'm wondering, what do you know anything about Kobuk?
I know this place and I've seen pictures of it. Yeah, that's a spot I would definitely love to check out. Yeah, it'd probably be you definitely have to get some coin together for that trip.
Yeah, but what just as far as actually being able to do it, do you think that Alaska's open enough to people just traipsing around on sand dunes on their fat bikes?
Yeah.
Like, would it be allowed?
Got a pretty open mind around here, you know, as far as sharing the trails and the areas. You know, a lot of our trails are multi-use. You know, you're out in the winter and somebody's jogging, somebody's rolling on a fat bike, people are skiing down the trails, and we got a lot of mixed-use trails. And yeah, I mean, as long as, you know, it was, I guess, legal, there wasn't any Park Service ban on it.
Right.
Or anything.
Yeah, that's my only question.
I don't think anybody that was. Yeah.
Because it's a national park,
I don't
park,
know. I can
right?
look into it for
you. Yeah, just curious about it because,
right.
you know, like you said, I read up on this because it seems so cool. It's like you have to fly into one or two villages, then you have to take a park-approved air taxi from there. Then they drop you off. And so you're self-contained and doesn't seem like a lot of people get out there. I mean, that's a pretty – the price of admission, not just dollar-wise, but commitment-wise is high. So – I can't imagine these being on sand dunes would be a good thing.
Oh, that would yeah, I can see that being a super kick-ass place to ride. And even if you live in Alaska, you know, that's, you know, much less for anybody in the lower 48 that has to travel all the way up here just to begin that journey. But
what are you trying to say there, Travis?
Well, everyone ends up in
Vegas. We should do it.
We got sand dunes here. They're just made of garbage.
No. I know what he's saying. It's like you hit Vancouver, and then you just stop for a second, going like, where the hell? Oh, yeah, I was going to go to Alaska. Yeah. Get stuck.
So, Travis,
we can fit several bikes and a lot of beer on an airplane, man.
Oh,
true that.
Well, that's why God invented tequila.
So, you know, while we got Travis and Chris on the line, why don't we reveal next week's call-in question?
Well... Why wouldn't we?
Do
you even know what it is?
Why not? I just made one up because wasn't one there.
I saw what you wrote it there.
Right,
it's quite good.
Yeah.
And for show, yes.
Do you want to go ahead and give people what that question is?
Oh, that's, my time. My time.
It's all our time, Mr. Hand.
You're still JK, right? Are we trading monikers too? That'd be cool.
What is the annual fat bike or any bike ride that you're going to have a fat bike on that you look forward to the most every year? Going like, I am going to blank.
I don't know if I could narrow that down into one. That's a tough call.
Yeah. What's your favorite song? But
say, like, you know, what's like your favorite five, summertime? But, what's your favorite wintertime?
So call in with your. Your five best, and then pick one.
Yeah, the annual portion of this question, I think, is the telling thing.
But that's next week. This week's question is, if you're going to make a major upgrade, what would it be to your fat bike? So we actually had Fat Bike BMX phone one in, right?
Yeah. So Todd from Fat Bike BMX sent us a voicemail with his thought on the question, because we reveal that on the website before the show,
right.
And on Facebook and on Twitter and I don't know, all these things.
He also tweeted us the same question.
Tweet Ashley Madison.
Yeah. Everybody gets Ashley Madison. So this week's question is, what one upgrade would you do to your current fat bike to make it more bitchin'?
Right. And here's Fat Bike BMX said to us. By a tape.
Hey, gentlemen, it's Todd from Fat Bike BMX. Hey, I wanted to give you guys a call for Fat Bike Radio. I've been meaning to do that forever, but life's busy, you know? Anyway, I saw your question of the day today, and on my bike I like to call the Blackmobile, which is my old muckwalk. I would really love to upgrade that bike to a Alubu frame. Why? Because I think the Alubu... There, I said it right this time. The Alubu would be a better frame for me. I've got bad wrists and such, and, you know, sometimes my bones kind of bug me, and I think its dampening qualities would enhance my ride and make it a little bit more smooth for me. I would really like to do that and try that sometime. So, anyway, I wanted to drop you guys a line about your question of the week. I'll be checking with you guys next week. Take care, man. Hope you guys have a good one. Stay safe. Cheers.
Hey, thanks for that, Todd.
So call in next week. Wednesday from 8 to 9 Central Daylight Savings Time to 818-918-2453.
That's 818-918-BIKE.
All right. So Travis and Chris, can you guys hang out for just a little bit? We have a a call that's a non-plant on the line.
A real call?
A real call.
Let me put my pants back on.
All right. So who's our new friend?
Very important to us. Please continue to hold.
Oh, very important.
Well,
robot.
Hello, this is Wade from Aspen, Colorado.
Well, welcome to the radio program. You've been lurking for quite a while. have you been able to follow the foolishnessery here?
Oh, I've been laughing at you guys for the amount of union required breaks that you've been taking. I couldn't help it. I just had to.
He was on before we started. Well, that's great. So, what do you think on the question?
It was hilarious listening to your pre-show show.
Yeah,
that was the best part.
Those will be on the outtakes for your Christmas gift giving needs. We're gonna make a
director's cut.
Yeah, we're gonna get like a thumb drive or something and send it out to people with those outtakes on it.
Oh no!
As punishment.
All right, man. So, what do you think about the question of the week? What do you think? What upgrade would you make?
Interesting, because you know, over the past couple of months, there's been a few bicycle-related things going on around me. One is 22 cycles and a custom bully.
That's some good stuff.
I want a bottom bracket that's not 12 and a half inches to center from the ground.
Okay,
gotcha.
So I don't need a lowrider. I need a Jeep.
Right.
So, you know, I want to take it up to a zero drop. And so sitting down with John over at 22, and I explained that, everything's good with the geometry. All I need you to do is take a Sawzall, cut that bottom bracket out of there, chop 2 inches off the C-tube, raise the bottom bracket shell up, glue it back in. Bend the rear end so that those chainstays meet the bottom bracket. Glue it together. Bend the down tube. Glue it. You're done. Everything else is fine. I want the thing to be fun. I want it to be off-road. We don't have any flat beaches here in the Rocky Mountains. There's boulders and everything else.
Yeah.
Everything goes up there.
Unlimited pedal strikes for no free, you know, no avoiding it. Once I get my dirt couch out, and that's just high enough where I can ride it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying. I every once in a while get a bash when I get errant in my ways.
Well, that's the beautiful thing about going custom.
Getting a deer in the headlights out of John was priceless.
So it's still going to be a fat bike. So the upgrade you're going to make to it is move the bottom bracket up, 2 inches, are you saying about?
Yep. Get rid of the 60-millimeter drop.
I'd like to see how it rides. I mean, I could see the clearance issue being something you definitely would be happy to have.
Yeah.
I have a custom Turner six-pack that was built back in 2006, which is plus 25 unloaded. Loaded at zeros out. And that thing it handles like a dream. If I want to roll a manual while I'm downhilling, I can do it. And it's not like I got to lift a sack of concrete that's hanging on my handlebars.
Sounds interesting. Maybe when you get it done, send us a picture so we can show it to all the boys and girls that watch our radio program on the internet thing.
I never thought somebody was going to call in and say the upgrade I want is to cut my bike out and
make this thing into a Jeep. We want a rock crawler. We don't want a sedan.
My hat is off to you, sir. You have flabbergasted Uncle Gomez.
and the room.
Yeah,
and the room.
Indeed. All right.
Then the other was Dave Turner. Had a conversation with him about a month later after John and I sat down and talked about the bully build. And we get talking, and he says, "Oh, you still got all three Turners, don't you?" Said, "Yeah, I got the 96, I got the 98, and the 2006. He says, "Tell you what, break down the 96, send me the frame, I'll send you a King Khan for $2,000.
Wow.
Dollars or for the year 2000?
Yep, $2,000 for the frame. And I said, "Well, oh, shit."
Yeah, you're going to want to go ahead and do that, because that's a fun bike to ride. We beat on that a little bit at Seattle.
I have an old Turner myself, RFX.
You should put a 650B RFX. Fatty in that thing.
I know, right?
And get a newer Fox fork for the front or a Manitou or something, and bazingo!
I've seen people put Large Marge and Endos on that bike.
Yeah, so it's about the same diameter.
Or maybe Snowcats and Endos, I don't know.
You're going to be within millimeters of making it work, and it'd be badass if it does.
I got a pretty nice fat
Hey, guess
bike,
what? Though. We got more callers than I...
Why? But I want to make an upgrade, okay?
Yeah. Later. So, any other final thoughts?
Dealer's offering is they give you options of sizes. You get the large, you got the size marge, and the size medium, small, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the marge is the seat tube length of a medium with the top tube length of a large.
That makes sense.
Which is a really interesting combination.
Marge. That's something I'd pay for. Longer top tube, are you saying, pretty much?
Yeah, a medium with the top tube length of a large frame.
Like how large? Like 25 inches or something?
24 and a half, something.
Yeah, so you're going to be running like a 50 millimeter stem and a wide bar, and I think that's a good thing.
Hell yeah. Yeah,
you got to have power steering on a Jeep.
Right. All right, man. Well, look, we're going to have to take a couple other callers, but feel free to call in next week.
You bet.
Let us know what's up. We'd love to see pictures of all your projects.
Yeah, right on, man. Let's see that 22 cycles bike, man. Those guys rock.
Yeah, that's what I'm leaning toward.
All right.
Because there's fewer problems without suspension and the dead of winter.
Yep. Okay, man. Take it easy.
See you.
All righty. Thanks for your time, guys. Have a great one.
How you doing, Uncle Rich? We got a new caller on the line. Who's our new friend and buddy and chum and pal?
What's up, gentlemen? It's Evan. How are you guys doing?
Evan Larsson.
Evan from Larsonville.
What's up, dude?
From this Larsonville.
I used to eat Larsonville brats. Those are pretty good. But then Johnsonville came, and they're like that much better.
Evan's a rack tester. And a
What do the ladies think of that?
Love the racks.
Love the racks. He's tried them all.
Love the racks.
Racks and ribs.
He's a surly rider. He's a Sagittarius. And what would you say to the question of the week, my man? What would you do to that beautiful purple Pugsley of yours?
I got nothing as complex as chopping the bike up. I like it the way it is. I honestly, right now, if I had unlimited funding and there was one thing I could do, I would get myself some sweet racks and some bike packing gear.
Oh, nice.
Because all I have now are like little feed bags and a tiny little frame bag, and it's basically meant to hold beer, which is great.
Hallelujah. By the way, but cheers.
Top of the hill.
Cheers. He mentioned beers, so clink, we have to say clink, cheers. Clink.
Mm.
So would you rather have more permanent, like, pannier-style racks and supplement that with, like, the frame bag and stuff, or how would you actually set the bike up?
I don't know. I've never run a rack system, a panniers, any of that stuff, so I would probably just like to leave them on there and just let it roll, you know, I mean.
Because if you're running, if you're not carrying a pack raft with you, you probably can do it with no racks.
Yeah, like a big seat bag, a good frame bag, a handlebar bag.
Yeah.
And a bag for the Steakums and the Sterno kit.
And Steakums.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, like a Boy Scout shit.
I like all these slim things. I like to take some Slim Jims.
Let me do a Slim Jim.
Or, you know.
Steakums make it feel like you're actually cooking.
With your butane lighter.
Yep. So you're gonna accessorize with just some designer bags. Have you looked at bags? Who do you fancy getting bikes from? Bags
from. What the hell was that?
That means you are this week's big winner.
Tell him what he's won.
That's right. We're gonna send you a deluxe sticker pack. Not one, but three stickers.
Maybe a shot glass.
And oh yeah, maybe a shot glass.
That's what I'm fucking talking about.
Oh, that's
man.
Right.
Same here.
Who's your favorite clown? Bozo!
Who's your favorite radio station?
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Jackass. There you go.
That's the only thing I listen to.
First time caller, long time listener.
Hey, let me ask you guys. Did you guys know, because I did originally try to call from work before I left.
Yeah.
That if you dial 919 instead of 918, you get a very angry Russian lady.
Yeah, we should. You know what? I'd like to call her.
We should have her on the show.
Yeah, I just want to get her to say, like, it's the end of the show. You got to go now. Oh, she's just like, got a rail.
I thought you guys were messing with me when she's like, well, woman. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about, Gomez? She's just
that's hilarious, like, dude. That's crazy. Oh, yeah.
Well, I can tell you this, that our lady is really nice. She's not very firm. She's just like, you can listen to the radio show. It's like,
Thank you, ma'am. Superman, not, no, no, Mr. Superman, not home. Not home. No. So, JK, if you could do one major upgrade to your schlick Tatanka, what would it be? It's like he hadn't thought about the damn question all week.
I didn't. It's been around. It would probably be maybe the fork.
Yeah. Carbon fork?
No, a little shocky.
Boingy fork. Yeah.
Well played.
That could be things.
I mean, it's something. Flabbergasted. I'm not absolutely like, oh, yes, I need it. But
yeah. I'm on the phone, man.
Hey, I'm being a roadie today.
So JK would put a fork on.
How about you?
I mean, I know
how
that,
about you, Greg?
Well,
Sven,
I would. Okay,
I was like, well, you know, I could use a new chain. I could use a lot of shit on this piece of garbage I got here.
But right now, I can say that I don't really have anything. But a couple weeks ago, when I switched from 26-inch by 4 to 650, said 27+ wheels. That's what I would have done if I would have answered this question 2 weeks ago. But I really haven't done anything since then, and I'm still like pretty happy with the way it is. I put new grips on today. Right. Look at how orange those things are. I put new grips on it. So,
those are orange.
But yeah, I'm kind of digging the 27 plus thing, at least right now. I still do miss my fat bike at times, especially when I hit.
I want to change my answer.
What do you want to change it to?
Like those dice.
Valve covers.
Valve covers.
Very nice.
That's what my upgrade would be.
Yeah, we could get some of those from Trick Taps.
I think Otis.
Well, no, that's.
Oh, wait.
It doesn't sound as epic as a fork.
It sounds more like doable. Like, yeah, I can get those.
Yep.
I think like some sort of hydro dipping, wicked ass paint job.
You said hydro dripping.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So hydro printing, you know, maybe tiger stripes. The problem with the hydro dipping is like all the patterns are. Yeah, I could have a camo bike.
No, the problem is that you keep saying the word
hydro dripping.
Slightly unsettling.
Dipping, not dripping.
Same.
Hydro dipping sounds like some sort of narcotic.
No, it's just printing, sort of, in water. Like mermaid printing.
Yeah.
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 We should probably keep this thing moving right along. Let's take another break here and come back right after this here.
Whether you carry your bikes on your roof or with a hitch, the best way to get your fat bike to the trail is with a rack from 1UP USA. 1UP USA uses stainless steel hardware on their all-aluminum racks and come with a lifetime warranty. 1UP USA racks are made in the USA, right in Wisconsin. Visit 1UPUSA.com for more information on the fastest loading, highest quality rack solutions.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
All right, we're back. It's Gomez, Sven, and JK with Uncle Richard in the studio. And Travis and, I don't know, Maybe, Chris, I muted him because I think he's moving his car or something.
All right.
Chris, are you with us, Chris?
No, Chris.
This is Evan. Are you beeping to me and calling me Chris?
Oh, Evan, there you are. Okay, Evan. Oh, I'm looking at area codes and I'm going, oh, there's Chris, but he took off. So it's Evan that's hanging on the line.
Right.
Right on.
Well, what's up? I mean, you guys about to take a trip with me over to the local Mexican joint because I need dinner. Every time I call you guys, I'm going to get food. I'm calling for food. I'm getting wings. Tonight it's friggin' Mexican food, so...
Right on. All right.
Well, enjoy your life as, you know, a playboy, because pretty soon you're going to get married, and I don't know. That might all come to a, you know, crashing halt. I don't know. Home-cooked meals? What do you think?
Balderdash, I tell you. Balderdash.
All right. Keep it real, my brother.
Balderdash.
That's what
I'm saying. All right, Evan. Well, no wonder Evan was unresponsive earlier.
When we were calling him Chris.
Chris. I apologize, man. Wait, because Uncle Rich is now playing music, his 1 week stint as screener was like a disaster. I'm way glad that he did the music part.
We need a fluffer and a screener. we need a beverage
consultant.
No, a beverage intern.
Distributor.
Beverage intern.
And a ball washer.
Yeah, they had that golf thing out there at Whistling Straits last weekend.
Ball washer. Just make sure they're clean and pretty.
I got it. You know, hey, next week, show 69, dude.
Dude, wild stuff.
Wild 69, dude.
You know, I think we have actually strayed into this week's Fatty Farm Field Report.
Yeah, kind of indirectly just sashayed right into it.
You know, the Fatty Farm Field Report is brought to you by Uncle Dick's Beat Slip. Check them out at UncleDicksBikeShop.com.
And check out Uncle Dick's Fingers in the Guitar.
Indeed.
.com. That's a new website he's going to open up. All righty then.
I hear the Farmer's Almanac has very good news this week.
Yeah, it's going to be cold.
who's fielding this one?
Yeah, it's going to be cold and snowy. Dude, I thought you were going to like elaborate on that.
I have no idea what's going on this week.
So is it going to be cold?
Yeah, they're forecasting.
I saw this and I see this. I wasn't looking at the farmers.
And apparently, according to them, they have like some sort of 70 or 80% accuracy. So,
yeah, cool. Well, I'll take it.
Yeah,
I'd like to get that crusty ice going again. That's my favorite time of year to ride.
So, I like how overcast it was today.
Mm-hmm. Then it cooled off hardcore.
It was beautiful out today.
Like 70s. A little windier than I needed to be, but whatever.
True that.
Yeah, you're being picky now rather than like it was bitching.
No, I'm addressing. I'm not picking. I'm addressing.
So I read something on the internet.
Balsamic vinaigrette or what are you?
A fancy boy.
I thought perhaps that the internet had provided me with a nugget of knowledge. Peter Redden says there's no such thing as a gravel bike. Gravel roads pre-exist bicycles and, anyway, here's the quote. My ride today ended up on a gravel road, and it reminded me that this type of road predates the invention of bicycles. And for as long as bicycles have existed, they have been ridden on gravel. No one owns it. No one invented it. It's there to be ridden on, and it doesn't require a special bike to enjoy riding on it.
Yeah.
I like that.
I do.
I like that a lot.
Can't say that about fat bikes. When I was a youngin', we used to ride them balloon tire bikes around the roads in Indiana.
Yep, were they gravel?
Mm-hmm.
An all-around bike. I wouldn't ride a 20 or 23 on a gravel road. I'd ride a bigger tire.
Yeah.
But, yeah, certainly. I agree. It's a marketing ploy.
And that can be worked, as I'm pointing within the city.
So that's why we say you can't say that about fat bikes. What about plus bikes? Can you say that about them?
Yeah, plus bike is like a hybrid of a mountain bike. Yep. It just is.
Yeah. Refining the mountain bike more.
Yeah.
That's my.
And I think it, I, whether it's a fad or not, I'm going to keep riding mine because it kicks ass.
I'm very in the want.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's as easy as a wheel set change, son. No problem there.
Man, and see, instead of maybe, what did you ask for, a fork? Man, instead of those Sarma carbon wheels. Well, it's an upgrade to my current
fat bike. You didn't listen to the parameters of the question.
Dude, you upgrade your fat bike with a new set of wheels that makes it a plus bike.
Yes.
That's totally plausible.
We should get him under a test set of wheels. Somebody should send us some for JK to give a roll on.
Yeah, boy.
You know what I would suggest? I would suggest the Mulefoot rim. I really like that one.
Yeah.
I'd suggest some just nice double-butted spokes. If you prefer Sapim, which I do, that would be fine, but other spokes are good. And some Industry 9 hubs.
Yeah.
That is the most kick-ass wheel set without going mental on price.
I9 hubs, I could agree with that. I've always liked fill hubs, too.
You know, if it was cost is no object, though, I'd get another Onyx hub and build another wheel because I love that hub.
Yeah, my hub's holding up pretty well. Okay, Onyx hub.
Okay, so I would put what I would do to my bike. I would put an Onyx hub on it.
There you go. Fill hubs and some. I'm going to go with the Sarma Carbon B+ rims.
Yeah, we should probably get some of those for testing. You should get CX-rays if you're going to do that.
Yeah. There you go. We just spent all your money.
Yeah, we did. We just got mental.
Hooray!
All of your bonus. It's gone. Hey, that's a good reminder. You can always call in.
Oh, smooth as silk.
Yeah, that was. We kind of talked about that before.
Our show's going to hell.
I can't even think. I can't even talk. You know what you can think about? This week's links. We got some fattrike.com links here. We got our weekly fat bike links and then plus bike links. We had our buddy Olav, and he hosted some people up in Sweden. This looked like a little island right off the coast or just something. It was really nice. Very sandy.
Very cool.
And not too populated, apparently.
How did I miss that one?
Woke up late this morning?
Maybe. I don't know. Where's my surfing gone to? Well, I put up one that's not a fat bike, but I wanted to buy this bike. $450, single speed coaster brake, front disc.
With it, can't tell if it's gonna be a 27 plus or just a 650B.
Yeah, can't tell if we could fit.
Yeah, it comes with a 650B, and they kind of allude to the Randoneering style. So
it's a Schwinn Excelsior
with bigger tires.
Yeah.
And a coaster brake.
Excelsior. For Stanley. Yeah.
I think it looks pretty rad.
And of course, Bruce loves his pug.
Yep. Hey, remember that, I think it was a Kickstarter Indiegogo project or something, but there was that Sandor's electric fat bike.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, $500? That's got to be a scam, blah, blah, blah. Well, a dude at Fortune magazine just wrote a review on it. He got his. He bought in. He was a little scared there for a little bit, but they delivered it, and he's happy with it on the first few rides for what the original investment was at the beginning of that campaign. So, I don't know. Check it out.
All right.
It's a link thing on the web page there.
Just don't shoot the messenger.
Internet.
I saw one in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
On Sunday, and I looked at it and I went, what the hell is that thing? I thought it was maybe somebody was renting it, but I didn't get a chance to talk to the dude. But it looked okay from what I saw. It has like a triangular thing with whatever, it must be the battery, but it looks like a frame bag.
Mm-hmm.
And then a motor, and it goes
wow.
So, and this guy obviously got his too, so interesting. It's an e-bike thing.
Yeah. When e-bike.
I'm with Chris on this. E-bikes are...
Hey, you know what just came out? Is the biggest e-bike, e-fat bike tire ever made. V-Tire came out with their 2XL. A couple of our amigos over there on the other side of Lake Michigan bought a couple of pairs, and I happen to know that one of those individuals is a gentleman named Scott Quiring that can custom make himself a bike built around those tires. And he's thinking, I can use this bike to groom trails.
Like a tandemonium, because then you'd have two people and it would kind of be a little wider as it goes around corners. It just kind of, you know, the two tires would track like a wider trail. Yeah,
Batgirl.
Yeah, that would be
rest
sweet.
Rest in peace, Yvonne Gregg.
Oh, yeah. Batgirl died today. That's on the day we taped.
Damn.
But Sven is broken up. He's going to need to take a break. Actually, we're just going to say goodbye, right?
Yeah, we can talk to Travis one more time.
Travis is still here.
Still hanging out. What do you got? Any final thoughts there, bud?
Yeah, I'd go, I'd definitely go with the blue, though.
Yeah.
As far as this week's question deal. Yeah.
Deal thing.
Up here, especially for the summer riding, I'd love to have a Bluto on there.
I do not mind the Bluto at all. I already have one. But you know what I'd like is more choices.
Yeah.
Like a couple more fork choices for fat bikes. I mean, I think we've proven that the platform is around.
Manitou jumping in.
Yeah, would be nice. Because the Manitou plus fork is just bitching. By far my favorite plus bike fork so far. Not that there's a ton of them out there, but.
Yeah, I was considering buying one last year, and I thought, you know, just wait until this fall and see who else is going to jump in and maybe even bring some prices down. And
I know RST's out there. They've got some stuff. That's a good value fork. I think RST does a good job, for sure.
The upside down fork still exists, too.
Yeah, the fork of many names.
Yeah. So, Travis, serious question. How goes the promotion of the big leg wrestling? I almost said Indian again. Sorry. Our Native American brothers and sisters. How goes
you're
the...
You're going to set that up, man. I've just been waiting for the phone call. But
really?
Up.
Are you training?
The hammer's ready.
It's
all on Gomez to be the Al, what's his name? The guy with the hair? King of this year promotion event.
All right.
Gomez King.
Now I've got this straight. Now P.T. Barnum is on the job. You'll see.
Remember how good last week's show was?
This show is...
I was ready to walk in there and just throw down, but...
I think you should wait, and we should do this at the big Fat Bike Expo, dude.
Yeah, that's a good call. We could even have a tournament. Yeah. I see a tournament on the horizon.
Derby!
No derby.
Fat Bike Leg Wrestling.
Double elimination. $50 in. Winner takes all.
No.
We got to do some places. $5 in.
Two enter, one leaves. What? Wait. I got carried away.
All right. It's you against the entire Fat Bike tribe.
What do you do? Champion.
Put that Bluto on your leg and get busy.
How many legs do you have? All right, Travis. You keep up. I'll send you some special yoga postures. It'll probably be pretty good.
Change everything, man.
For the leg wrestling.
Oh, everything.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm no expert at it. So, you know, I've been practicing with a wife. She's doing pretty good, but.
Very good.
All right, buddy. Well, we're going to wrap this thing up. We'll talk to you next week, hopefully.
All right, you guys.
Right out, man.
See you, Travis.
That was our fat ambassador, Travis, from Alaska.
Damn right.
Damn straight, man. He calls in every week, or pretty much.
You know what time it is? It's time to say thanks to Surly for sponsoring our radio portion of today's broadcast, which is pretty much the whole thing.
Yeah, pretty much. Even the fucked up parts. Especially the fucked up parts.
The warts. They love us for our warts.
Hey, you know, be sure to check out that other new website out there, plusbikes.com. That really is a thing. And they really are pretty sweet.
Yeah. I ride one.
Join us next week, where the question of the week will be, what is the annual fat bike or any bike ride event you most look forward to each calendar year? Call in 818-918-2453 anytime, day or night, and leave Sven and Gomez a message.
Bye.
Adios, amigos.
Scram.
You've been listening to the Weekly Dose of Fat.